From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California. President Obama has said he wants to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, by January. What to do with the 229 prisoners? Well, that's a big question. Few members of Congress want them in their districts.
For now, Congress has blocked spending to transfer the prisoners to the U.S. An Obama administration task force is expected to make its recommendations this month. One place believed to be under consideration, a maximum security prison in Standish, Michigan.
That's a small town just north of Saginaw. The prison in Standish is set to close and take with it 300 jobs. The town hopes to get some of California's prison overflow to keep the prison open. It also is open to taking Guantanamo detainees, says Michael Moran, the city manager of Standish.
It was something that we discussed several weeks ago before we were even told about Guantanamo. We had community meetings, and it was mentioned there. And I mentioned it to them as something that might be a possibility, and the reaction from the group of people that were there, as well as people who I've talked to on the street in Standish itself, was very positive.
Any negative? Any questions? Any doubts? Any fears?
No, as a matter of fact, none.
And how many people did you talk to?
We had a group of probably 400 people at one of our meetings that we talked to.
So a sizable portion, almost half of Standish.
Yeah, that's right. So we had that many there in the church where we had a meeting. We had a press conference / rally, and then a few weeks after that, we also had a candlelight service, which was probably about 300 people at that time. And again, Guantanamo was mentioned as a possibility, something that we would at least let people know that we are willing to take those kinds of prisoners. And in fact, one gentleman got up and made the suggestion himself as well, and it was treated respectfully, and there was no negative response.
What's in it for Standish to have this prison here and to house terrorism suspects?
Well, I think obviously the economic issue is part of it, but having people in our community, we would welcome new correctional people and their families. We would presume that a lot of our people would still remain working at the prison and be retrained, certified, and whatever is necessary to maintain the prison.
In terms of dollar amounts, what does that mean to you?
Well, as far as the city is concerned, we're looking at $36,000 a month that we receive just for water and sewer that we provide to the prison. If we lose that water and sewer revenue, that's about 25% of our budget.
And you're also losing some of the tax money and the assorted other money that people who work at the prison provide the community.
Yeah, obviously our retailers and our churches and our restaurants and so on are frequented by the people that work at the prison, including their families. So I couldn't tell you what the impact on our revenue would be for that. It'd be astronomical.
Would you have to do anything to the prison to change it in any way?
I don't believe we would. However, that would be something that would be up to the federal government as far as their correctional people were concerned. I'm sure they have additional standards, but right now we are at the highest maximum security in Michigan.
Michael Moran is the city manager for Standish, Michigan, reportedly one of the U.S. cities under consideration to house the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Mr. Moran, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.